Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Firefighters Podcast. Today on the podcast, we are heading over to Paris, France, to join Vendelin, also known as the Pink Firefighter. This is
an amazing one.
Honestly, guys. So think about the things that are great in our community. Think about what the fire service stands for in terms of helping people, supporting people. Vendelin, the Pink Firefighter, is someone that's been affected very personally by breast cancer. He had a very close friend to him, had a double mastectomy. And in this episode today, you're going to hear how he has taken his position in the fire service, his influence, to start something really unique and really, really powerful. He's going across the world, starting France, Germany. He's coming to the UK next year in the British Firefighter Challenge, and he's wearing a full pink firefighter's outfit, raising money for breast cancer awareness. So you're going to hear how all this got started. Where did the idea come from? How did you get the pink fire kit? Where did the idea get born? How has it come to where it is today? And what lies ahead in the future? This episode, once again, is sponsored by the fantastic William Wood Watches. Head over to williamwoodwatches.com. Check out their Valiant collection. These are limited edition fire service watches, made with 100% recycled fire service equipment. They look amazing. And they're really like really classy watches as well. Like, this is the sort of thing you would expect to find in the £250,000 level of some shop down in London for all the watches. These watches are affordable for people in the emergency services and the everyday heroes that walk amongst us. Head over to williamwoodwatches.com and carry a piece of the fire service with you on your wrist everywhere you go. Head there now, check it out. Here we go with Vendelin, the Pink Firefighter. Vendelin, welcome to the Firefighters Podcast. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, I'm fine. And you?
I'm good, my man. How's life over the other side of the pond? How is life in France, in Paris? How are you doing?
Yeah, it's quite difficult, as you know, because we are going through this second lockdown. So it's not it's not the perfect time, but we are trying to go through all of that the best we can.
Absolutely, mate. It's kind of the I think in times like this, it really brings the mindset that I think you have and that a lot of firefighters have, is that now more than ever, we're sort of improvise, adapt, overcome, look after each other, help. You know, don't expect the world to do everything for us. We've got to help each other.
Yeah, I hope. Yeah.
I wanted to bring you on because I've seen the incredible work that you've been doing as the Pink Firefighter. So some people that may not know who the Pink Firefighter is, and if they don't, I can only apologize because they're missing out on the incredible work that you're doing. Tell us a little bit about how the Pink Firefighter got started.
Yeah, everything I've started 1 year ago when one of my friends did a preventive double mammectomy because she was predisposed, you know, with her genes to have breast cancer. And she is very aware about everything about that because she lost her mom about that, and she's also a nurse. So she knows a lot of that. That's why she decided to be in the prevention, you know, of it. Mm. And I thought it was so brave for her, you know, to do that. I mean, it really stuck with me, and I was thinking it must need a lot of bravery, you know, to decide to leave one part of your body. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a double mastectomy is just unthinkable for most people. And so many, I've had a few close friends that have fought cancer, but some unfortunately lost that battle. When a woman has it, and certainly like a double mastectomy, or when they lose anything that feels like it's very much part of their female identity. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. It's the most part of our femininity, you know.
Yeah, When there's a woman there before, and then there's a woman after, even though go through all of these challenges. I forget the French translation for it. It was really gorgeous when I heard it, and I thought, wow, that's so true.
Yeah, it's like not about women, but it's not to react through the obstacle and difficulty of life, you know. Yeah. And of course, when you are passing a very huge challenge, a huge difficulty like that, you are obviously you are changed, you know, and you see the life in another way, you know. Mm. So it's all about that. To do some firefighters contests and challenges, you know, like the toughest firefighter alive or firefighter combat challenge, some kind of firefighter challenge about sports and techniques. And I had the crazy idea to say, hey, why not do these challenges of firefighters in a pink outfit, you know, in a pink fire suit. And I was thinking it could be very flashy. I could be very flashy and also in the same time talk about the breast cancer in a male environment about a female cause, you know.
Yeah. How do you feel, like you say, you doing that in a male environment? I mean, there's lots of women in the fire service, but it's still thought of as a little bit of having a male background, maybe. So how did you feel taking some people, Theo, because men suffer from cancer as well, but specifically the support that you do is around breast cancer awareness. Did you face any challenges bringing that support into that different environment?
Yeah, kind of, because... first, I was a little scared. Maybe it's not the right term, you know, scared, but I had an apprehension, you know, like I was thinking about how my colleagues will react, how my firefighters in my station will react, because I am a fire station deputy manager. So, you know, I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
And they discovered the pink firefighter. So, first step, they were laughing, of course, because it's like, you know, a guy dressed in pink, you know, and with a firefighter suit, which is crazy, you know. And then they get concerned, like, why did you do that, etc. They came to me and say why, and I explained them that it's about we are all concerned because we have all a mother, a wife, a sister and daughters, you know, and it's one woman on 8 breast cancer. It's huge. I mean, if you have eight male friend, their wives.
Yeah.
I mean, not all, but one on eight, their wife, will be
affected,
will be touched by the breast cancer. Yeah, yeah. No, I mean,
so it's everybody. Even if you're gay, even if you're straight, everyone's got a daughter or a mother or a friend. I mean, for you, it was your friend, and everybody is going to be touched by this. I think it's so powerful. Exactly. Where did you get the pink fire kit? Where did it come from?
Oh, it was a real challenge and an epic challenge to get this pink outfit, because first I searched for sponsors, of course, so it was easy to find, you know, a pink helmet, because the MSA brand helped me with that. But about the pink outfit, it was more difficult. I was going to soon company, and they told me, like, we cannot produce, you know, pink outfit, because the pink is not an industrial color about, you know, producing fire outfit. And then... so we had to find a solution. So they gave me some prototypes that I didn't want anymore. So I had a vest and a pant, you know.
Yeah.
And then I'm very lucky, because my mother is a kind of fashion stylist. So she is really comfortable with all the things of fashion and you know, sewing, etc.
Yeah.
So we have bought a pink materials, you know, like to how to say it in English, to put on the pant and on the vest, you know, like double. You know, so It's a real firefighter outfit, but
yeah, absolutely. You bought the fabric and then you cut it and made it fit. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Fabric, pink fabric over the firefighter suit. So it's already warm inside. You know, when you're going, you are doing sports, but whatever, and just it's nice. You know, it's very flashy, and that's why I would like to be visible to get people aware about the breast cancer.
So it's one of a kind. There's nowhere people can go to get this. It's pure. It's one of a kind.
No. Yeah, exactly. A lot of people are coming to me like, "Well, I can buy this."
Yeah, I want one. I'd love one.
And it's impossible. I mean, to buy it, it's just like a kind of prototype, you know.
Yeah. You know what you should do? You and your mom should make them, and then sell them, and then give the proceeds to breast cancer, or you know, obviously cover all the costs, but. Because that people would buy. I would buy one from you. I would buy one from you and support the work that you do. That would be incredible.
Well, the thing is, I think my mother will kill me. In fact, if I because she had so many difficulties to suing this pink outfit because it's about plastic and special. Specificities, excuse me, and so she will kill me if I ask her a second one. But
she will get lots of people asking for lots of different sizes and everything.
Yeah, maybe. And I have a project because a lot of people told me you should hire a team around you, like a pink team or a pink brigade.
Yeah, absolutely.
With some female firefighter, etc. So I was thinking it's a very good idea, you know.
But Mate, seriously, this is so unique. Yeah. When I saw it, I was just like, oh my God, Vendelin is amazing. That is such a good idea. It's so authentic. It's so pure. And it's so good. It comes from a good place. I just love it.
Thank you very much. And in the same time, it's about to say we are supporting the breast cancer fight, but also men can wear pink. I mean, we are in 2020. You know, we have to go through all the mental barriers and to be more visible and to spread the good message. You know, but. Yeah, my project is to create an association like the Pink Brigade, you know, something like that, and to hire firefighters from all countries in Europe to establish this Pink Brigade and to do all the challenges we can about sports and to show that when difficulties are coming to you, you can go through and we don't care about your performance and your rank in the race. But it's about to finish, you know. It's about to finish and not to give up, you know, to keep going face to the difficulty.
I think it's even more inspiring. I mean, let's talk about those challenges, the physical challenges. It's more inspiring when you do see somebody that isn't say your typical firefighter challenge person. Like with all due respect, you and I we do a lot of fitness, sort of. It's part of our life. It's part of our daily habits. Yeah. We do a lot of fitness. But you'll have been to competitions where you see somebody who it's the first time, you know, it's the first time they've ever done it. And maybe maybe they're quite old, or maybe they're really young, or maybe they're not that into their fitness. And to see them finish and to see them give everything is so inspiring, you know, rather than you see the really incredibly fit athlete just blast through it really fast. That's great. It's impressive. Mm-hmm. But it's all about the inspiring struggle when you see somebody overcome that.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I have a story to tell if you want. I was running a race, running race, you know, about 10 kilometers for the breast concert.
I remember that was October last year.
Exactly. And I was running, it was a little rainy, and I was running with all the people for this race, and I was with my pink outfit, and also I had the flag, you know, with the pink ribbon on the flag. So I was more visible, and everybody say hello, hi to me, you know, etc. And I found a little woman, you know, like maybe 50 years old, running his race, in her race, you know, and we were discussing, and she told me, oh, I have the breast cancer. I was, oh. And she was telling me, like, it's the first race she run, and she trained a lot, but it's difficult for her, you know.
Yeah.
And she was also running alone, you know, in the race. And I told her, like, no, you are not alone anymore. I will run with you until the end, you know.
Yes. And yo, mate, I love that.
She was so happy about that, so we can discuss, you know. So I have to remain motivated, you know, all the kilometers, and that's it. But the funny thing is, like, running like that with a pink outfit and the flag, I was like with maybe an extra 9 kilograms on me, you know, to run 10 kilometers. So it was
all the fire kit is heavy.
Yeah, not easy. And at the last kilometers, I thought it was ended, you know, but it was not. It was the 9 kilometers, so like one remaining. It was a mental breakdown, I was very, very tired at the end, you know, and because I didn't have any energy to finish. And she helped me to get motivated. So we have just through the final line together. And it was a good message, you know, like supporting them.
That's amazing.
And just like you said, they are not used to do fitness or running race, et cetera, but they are keep going and challenge themselves. And it's a very good mood, you know, a very good message to transmit and to show to
that's
everybody.
That's what it's all about. And that's what I feel whenever I go to any kind of firefighter competition or challenge, because unlike, say, like a normal sport, like a football competition or sprinting or athletics or basketball, where we all come from different backgrounds and we're there to kind of, you know, we're trying to win, we're trying to beat each other. But when you do some of these, you know, when I see the Pink Firefighter, you competing in things, and certainly with the firefighter challenges, it's like, yes, you're all from different backgrounds, different races, different religions, different challenges. But not only are we there to push ourselves physically, but we're all there with this common code of good moral value, and, you know, we're all part of this firefighter family. And that, I mean, that's what I love so much about the podcast. You know, speaking to somebody like you, you know, you feel like my brother, even though you're thousands of miles away. I don't know you, but I know you, because I know who you, I know what you believe in, and I know what you're like. You know, I know how you make your decisions, and I know what you value in life, because you're part of that big family.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And I love that. That's one of the greatest things for me. So you did that 10K run October last year, but one of the first challenges you did, I think was before, in September last year, was the Tower Run Challenge, when you did that one.
Yeah.
Was that the first one?
Yeah, it was my first public challenge, and you know,
as the Pink Firefighter.
I was anxious, you know, like how people will react to see a Pink Firefighter, like, what is that, you know? And the thing is, for this stair race in the Montparnasse Tower, it was a competition organized for the child concert, you know, during September.
Yeah.
And I think it's called like the golden ribbon, something like that. And the funny thing is, like, every competitor, every challengers were dressed in pink. So I was like everybody in the crowd, like, pink. So I was like not much crazy for them, because I had the same color, you know. So it was funny that I was like them. But then I take the, you know, the race. So it was a challenge of 1,000 stairs, like it's like 60 floors to run, you know.
60 floors, that's crazy.
60 floors, like 1,000 steps. And I had all the pink firefighter outfit, but also the breathing apparatus.
Oh, so you had a breathing apparatus set on as well, yeah.
Yeah, it was like, I think, 25 kilograms extra weight, you know.
Yeah, oh yeah, the sets are heavy. They're about another, like you say, at least 25 kilos, which for most people that don't know is like 3 or 4 stone nearly. You know, it's heavy.
And I started the race with the breathing apparatus, so I was not breathing normally, but with some restriction, you know, about breathing. So it was a crazy, I wasn't stable in my mind, because it was the first time I'm doing that, the first time with Pink Firefighter. It's like, I never done like 60 floors with the breathing apparatus, so it was very a huge challenge for me.
Yeah.
And I trained a little before, of course, but I didn't understood completely what was the challenge. And it was really tough, you know, very difficult. At like maybe the floor 40, I was on the, I don't know how to say it in English, but you know, like the end of the bottle, so we had the alert, you know, the
sound. So you were getting down to the lower part of your air, you were running out of air, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I was a little stressed by the effort, of course.
Yep.
So the sound of the alert just drove me crazy, you know. So I get off the mask and I finish the last 20 floors. And I was so happy and about finishing, you know.
Yeah.
And I met that with some colleagues, firefighters from other part of France.
Yeah.
So it was nice, you know, like brotherhood. And I didn't expect the second contest, the second challenge on the top of the floor, you know, of the tower, because everybody wanted a selfie with me.
Everybody wanted a photo.
I made maybe 80 selfies on the on the top of the floor with everybody, every challenger.
Wow.
And I wasn't ready for that, you know, because I don't even drink a bottle of water. I was like just doing selfie everywhere with everybody, so it was crazy. But it was it was a good thing, a good memory, and it was like, to me, the confirmation of what I'm doing, why I'm doing, you know, like, and I discussed with a lot of women on the top about breast cancer, and I talk about that, about the one woman on age, etc., the need to do mammography, and also self-examination,
self-examination and a mammograph, encouraging women to feel comfortable touching themselves and feeling how their body feels, and knowing what to look for and knowing to check on a fairly regular basis, and just feeling comfortable to do it, you know, a couple of minutes in the shower to have a real good feel and feel comfortable that you know what to do and how to do it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not concerning only the women of 50 years old, you know. If you are 40, 30, even 20 years old, you need to do self-examination, because it could happen to everyone, every age, you know.
Yeah.
And it's really important, because if we are finding a breast cancer very early, there is a good cure for that.
Yes,
but
people think they get cancer and that's it. But if you get it early enough, there's lots of recognized ways that can't necessarily always cure it, but they can get on it quicker, they can tackle it, they can hit it with different therapies, different treatments, and the survivability, the likelihood of survival is far, far higher if you catch it earlier.
Yeah, and it's really a need to find it very quickly, very early, because if not, it's more complicated and more complex to cure it, you know.
Yeah.
And I think we need to take care about our women, because it's, you know, it's life.
Yes.
They are life-giving.
You know, they are what keeps the species. They're what keeps us all going.
Yeah.
They're the anchors. I mean, I'm just speaking for myself now, and I'm not, you know, I don't speak for anybody else, but the women in my life, you know, my wife, my mother, my daughter, my sister, my niece, you know, all of these are powerful ladies, powerful women in my life, and I would not be the person I am if I didn't have those powerful women around me. and the role that they play in my life. You know, we've got to look after these ladies, and we've got to encourage them to look after themselves.
Exactly. I cannot even say better. that's the point, you know. And if we take good care of them, they will take care of us, you know.
They will. And they do such a great job already. You know, the women are so fantastic in how much they support everybody around them. That is so, I love what you do, Matt. I just love it because it reminds them that they are extremely important. And it's a great opportunity for us and for you as a member of the emergency services to really show that we all appreciate them and we want them to look after themselves. And if we can help in any way, that's what we're here for.
Exactly. Yeah.
So looking into next year, what lies for next for the Pink Firefighter? Where can people see you next? What are you hoping to do?
I hope, like everybody, like we are going through the COVID, the pandemic, you know.
Yes.
But if it's passed, I guess, I hope, I have some challenges. So I am registered to an English competition, an English challenge. It's in Hull, in England, in July.
In July next year in Earl in England.
Yeah,
yes.
British Firefighter Challenge. Yeah.
Yes. So we've had John Gregory on the show. Yeah. He's a very close friend of mine. He will listen to this episode and have you spoken to him already?
Not yet.
Oh mate, it's going to be amazing. I will be there. Okay. You and me will be there. Too. We'll go and get some dinner. Yeah. We'll go and get some food because everything will be past then. We'll hopefully all be better and all be happy and healthy, and I will love to welcome you into the UK and support and celebrate what you're doing.
Thank you very much. I'm really waiting with a lot. I mean, I'm really impatient, you know, to get in July to be the British Firefighter Challenge. It's an important thing for me to be present in this country.
Yeah.
And also I have some connection with the Breast Cancer Now Association.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get them maybe close to this challenge, this event,
yeah,
to help me to get people aware in UK about the breast cancer, you know, of course. And I'm also expecting to be on in a Germany challenge, you know, it's a European selection for the toughest firefighter alive.
Yep.
It's in Hanover. I think it's May, in May.
Yeah.
And it will be one week of challenges. So also it's a good way to be visible and to talk about that in Germany. And wow. I have also some contact with German Breast Cancer Association there. So I think it's important to be supported locally, you know.
Absolutely.
In France, it was like 2 or 3 years ago, and yeah. I really like it, you know, I really loved it, and I'm training hard, you know, to do all the contests of TFA, you know, and FCC, but the thing is, with COVID, everything were cancelled or postponed, so you know, I'm so frustrated to not to do these challenges. So I'm waiting hard, you know, to do all this thing. And I'm also trying to push France to do more firefighter challenge like that.
Yes.
So I have one planned, of course, but I'm thinking about creating a pink toughest firefighter alive.
Wow.
Which could be dedicated to this causes and also about this challenge, you know. So it's a mix, and I'm working on that, and we are trying to, yeah, as I told you, to create a pink association with a Pink Firefighter Association, you know,
yeah,
and to create a pink brigade, and if we can negotiate with sponsors to get a pink outfit, pink helmet, etc., we could create a pink brigade, and it will be a pink challenger team, you know, to do all the running race, race, and also firefighter challenge, etc., contest.
Yeah.
Also, maybe might not CrossFit because I'm a CrossFitter. So yeah, if we can do some CrossFit contest, but in a firefighter outfit, it could be another way to be visible in another space, you know, with other people. So there is so many things to do to do sports and in the same time talking about breast concert, you know.
That's so exciting, brother. So we've got Germany in May next year, Toughest Firefighter Alive. We're heading to the UK July 2020 for British Firefighter Challenge, as long as it's all going on. So that's the next places people can find you. If they want to show their support, if they want to find you, if they want to learn a little bit more about Wendlin and the Pink Firefighter, where can they find you on Instagram or Facebook? Where's the best place?
Mainly on Instagram and Facebook, of course. Yep. They can send me messages, and I will try to answer the best I can. And the thing is, I'm trying to structure people around me to make a team and to talk about breast cancer. You know, recently in French press article, I had an article in a French press magazine about Pink Firefighter, and so now a lot of firefighters in my fire department are coming to me and say, "Ah, it's well done, good job, etc." And so many female firefighters coming to me say, "Oh, you know what? I had breast cancer, in fact."
Wow.
So it's
but like you say, it's one in eight people, isn't it? One in eight ladies, one in eight women will be affected by this. So these people are all around us, you know, and until somebody like you steps up and is happy to put themselves out there and risk being spoken about or ridiculed or embarrassed, as soon as you're happy to do that, then the people come forward and they go, "Wow, that's amazing, Wendlin. Thank you for doing that. Thank you so much for what you're doing, and it really means a lot to me and my sister or my friend or this somebody they know has been affected."
Yeah, thank you very much.
That's incredible, brother. Thank you so much for coming on the Firefighter Podcast. I nearly forgot what we were called then. The Firefighters Podcast. I love what you're doing, brother. Please stay strong. Look after yourself. Look after your family. And I look forward to seeing you July next year.
Yeah, thanks, you too. And I'm very excited to meet you in July, next July.
Thank you, my friend. Well, there it is, folks. Another wonderful episode in the bag. Wendlin the Pink Firefighter coming to us live from Paris in France. Such an incredible guy. I also want to thank him, now I've come off the air, for speaking to me in English. Let's be honest, guys. I am unfortunately, despite the fact my family has a property over there, I've never put the time into learning the French language properly. And he was great, wasn't he? Such a powerful message. If you want to check him out, head over to Instagram, The Pink Firefighter. He's on Facebook, The Pink Firefighter. It's very obvious he's a pink firefighter. You should be able to spot him. Breast cancer awareness affects 1 in 8. 1 in 8. Yeah, do you get it? That means if you know 8 ladies, young, old, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 1 in 8 is going to be affected by this. Have you got a sister? Have you got a daughter? Have you got a mother? Trick question, we've all got a mother. That means you're going to be affected by it. So if you love the fire service and you feel like breast cancer awareness is something important that we should give attention to and give support to, head over, Pink Firefighter. Thank you for tuning into the Firefighters Podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. We are getting more international guests by the second. There's so many powerful people all around the world with an association with the emergency services, with the fire service. Thank you for listening. Stay happy, stay hungry, stay healthy. Look after yourself, look after each other. And I'll see you here real soon.